Today's daf is daf Pei Gimel, and we're in the middle of the discussion, actually two levels of the discussion. First of all, we had a machlokas about what the din is, if part of a neder is she's mitanafram, and part she's in mitanafram. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we saw yesterday that he held that you remain for only the part that she's mitanah, and not the part that she's not mitanah. According to Shmuel, you can be made for the entire thing because a neder is a single entity. And if we won't allow you to be made for the neder, then there's going to be no nefesh because of that chet. Now, yesterday, we saw that when it comes to nezirut, the machloket is not really, it doesn't have all that much bearing. At least this is what we thought. Because when it comes to nezirut, we see very clearly that the halacha is that she's considered not to be asura. Because it says that even if she was doing things against her nezirut, and they were things that wouldn't be included in inui nefesh. For instance, and this is an interesting point, which we're going to discuss more today, but for instance, what we said yesterday was, what about if she eats date pits, or the dry, the skin, grape skins, right? So, lechora over there also, we're including the halacha that she wouldn't get malchus, even though she didn't know that the baal was made for. So we asked her, leave it, Rabbi Yochanan, why wouldn't she get malchus on that, since he was only made for the chelek on which she was mitana, which was apparently drinking wine? So the Gemara answered, it's a new, by nezirut, there's no question, because nezirut does not exist by halves. If there's no nezirut on the wine, then there is no nezirut at all. Yesterday we assumed, for purposes of simplicity, that when it comes to the idea of mitumat mate as being a chelik of the nezirut, it's exactly the same thing. In other words, even though she is now, continues to be metamalimitim, for that alone we won't give her malchus because in nezirut l'chatzaim. So it's no problem with Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see today that there's more to that than meets the eye. But in any event, Abaye added over there, and he said it's not sufficient to say that the ein nezirut l'chatzain. It's also necessary to say that ein chatzi nezirut. That when it comes to a woman who kept indeed her whole nezirut, let's say for the first 15 days, then her husband comes to his life, that she is not chayevet in korbanot nezirut, because there's no such thing as a nezirut for less than a minimal time, the Torah is bechayev v'shloshim yom. It's not considered to be nezirut at all. Now, that machloket, that way that Abaye said it, we didn't see clearly anybody argued, is the subject of today's opening attack in the Gemara. Mate. The Gemara asks an Abaye's svara from the following. Yishashin adrabi nazir. A woman was noderet in nazir, and what happened was, we'll see that this must be what it's talking about, what happened was is that she became tmeya lemeitim. The din is that someone who becomes tmeya lemeit, so she, generally, if it's a real nezirut, would be required to bring a chata ta'ov, an ola ta'ov, and an asham nazir tameh. So she went ahead even and she was mafrisha, the animal that was necessary for the asham, and that's the only, and the others are birds, but she was mafrish her asha. And the baal comes along now and is made for. So you would think that she was already mafrisha the korban, she should go ahead and bring the korban. No. What she does is she brings only the chatata of, which is one of three things that she brings, normally would have to bring. Ve'iname v'yaolata of. She doesn't even bring the olata of. So now, according to you, Abaye, according to you, a nezirut that's only half the time is not a nezirut. So over here, the husband was made for it. So how could you bring a korban if it's not really a nezirut? She's not going to be keeping the whole nezirut. So where was the Torah mechayevet in a korban of a nazir tamei when there's a nezirut here? When is there a nezirut here? Well, we know there's going to be hashlama to the nezirut after she's mitaira from the tumah. But in this case, there won't be a hashlama. So what is she doing bringing a korban? According to you, the nezirut becomes batal mi'atzmo. The same way that if it's a nezirut that you're allowed to drink wine, it's batal mi'atzmo. So here in nezirut, it's not going to be shloshim yom. It's batal mi'atzmo. That's what Abaye was saying. Do you see that Abaye is wrong? Says Abaye, I don't understand you. And l'shitatchem, what this does work. I mean, so what do you hold? Tell me what you hold. Elamai, yesh korban l'chatzi nezirut. So you disagree with me. Okay, so why is she only bringing a chatas often? Make up your minds. So you hold that it is considered to be a nezirut. Let her bring three korbanot. Let her bring the asham from the behema that she was already mafrisha. And let her bring the chatata of and the olata of. What is this that we're only bringing a chatata of? Whoever it is, such a thing.
Do we know that she's not going to complete it?
Yes, the bar was made for it. Doesn't exist anymore from this point on. So according to you, she should be bringing the whole thing, if you're right. So, Elamai, yesh kofan lechatzin is yours. So why do you understand it? So shalosh bein od boilat tuye. And not only that, she'd also have to go ahead now and complete her nezirut when she gets to Ora and bring the full chatat olav shlamim of Nazir Tor. Forget about becoming Tom. I mean, you're saying she's b'chuyevet in the whole deal. So let her first become Tahora with a gosham and with a chatas ha'of and a lasa'of, and then let her bring the regular korbanos to the brod after a person becomes Tahora from violating the nezirus. So what's the logic here? Elo olam, clearly on the contrary, if anything, I'm right. This proves that I'm right. And in korban lechatzi nezirut. So you're telling me, so what is this chatas for? I'll tell you. The chatas is not, it's not really the chiyuv. But the truth is that every person who's noder ben nazir is considered to be a chayte. This is why Rabbi Lazar explains, Bechla, why we bring in the chatas. Bring a chatas to your chayte. Why did you ask her on yourself things that they didn't ask? Okay, so you'll say, but I mean, Lamaisa, in this case, the husband was mefer. That's true, but she didn't know that. When she went ahead and made the nezirut, so she put herself into a position where she has to keep the nezirut, and she kept the nezirut for however many days she kept it. Therefore, the rabbanan said, you know what, let her bring a chatas off. So what do you mean, let her bring a chatas off? And you can't bring chulin la'azara. There's something unique about a chatas off. What's unique is, there's nothing brought on the mizbeach of a chatas off. That's all. There's nothing eaten in the chatas off. What we do is we basically throw it away. Okay, so if that's the case, the same way that chatas ha'of is different because chatas ha'of to matyat. Why we let her bring a chatas ha'of? Mishum de chatat ha'of ati ala safek. You could bring a chatas ha'of as opposed to any other carbon on a safek. You can't bring a chatas beim on a safek. What do you mean? Is the safek going to be doing an iser? How do you bring it? But the chatas is brought even on a suffix, let's say a yoledes, she was mapila. She doesn't know what it was. She was mapila, so she can't bring other korbanos. But a chatas she can bring. So that makes because it makes no nafkamina. In order to be matir to eat kachim, she says, okay, so go ahead and bring it.
What's the suffix?
I mean, she was a suffix. Whether it was a ruach, whatever, you know. She,
No. Oh. For the nazira.
No, it's no suffix here. We're saying by extension.
Oh, by extension.
By extension, in the same way that we could be makel on it, which is very unusual, but it's because of the special way in which the chatas is brought. So Mamelo over here also will use the same kula that the rabbonim will be mechayver to bring it. That's the mashmaut of the Rosh of the Tosfos. Let's speak it out. The first thing is chivua. Mashmaut, it's the rabbonim basically. And it's in order to be yotze, this inyan of teaching a person that you shouldn't be accepting on yourself inyanim of nizirut.
But it's actually because she was kotef for the 15 days or whatever it was.
Right, yeah. But it's like a remez. It's not a real, it's not that the Torah was really mechayev before that chet. Obviously it's only because it was a tumen, it was a chiyev, and so on. So that part we can't do, but we'll keep what we can. So we can keep this piece, we'll keep this piece on you.
Okay.
Anyway. Now, getting back to the fundamental issue. The fundamental issue is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can be made for a neder only vis-a-vis the chalakim that are in nefesh, and the other chalakim remain. If that's the case, I have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Esve. Shashidad Rabbi Nazir. Venitmet. V'chakach hefer la ba'ala. This is maybe yachatata of. Vein maybe our lata of. Now I want to ask you something. Now we're going to make now a different assumption than we made earlier. The assumption that we made earlier, perhaps, another way to learn this also, which I'll talk about, the assumption is that there's no nizirut l'chatzain. We thought that meant there's no nizirut l'chatzain, whether you're talking about, I am a nizira, but I want to be able to continue drinking wine, but that's ridiculous. Or, I am a nizira, but I want to continue becoming tamei l'mesi. But that's just as ridiculous. Truth is, lav davka, that's just as ridiculous. Because we find by Shimshon, the Torah is a special nizirut, which the Torah says he's a nazir mi'abetan, but he's not also to be mitarei l'mesi. So, in other words, there's a type of nizirut in which it's possible there's two different dinim. There's a nizirut vis-a-vis one sugya, which is the wine. There's a nizirut vis-a-vis the other sugya, which is tumas mes. L'chora tumas mes is not inui nefesh. What's inui nefesh? Well, your time of the mes is not inui nefesh. So according to Rav Yochanan, who holds that you can be mefer l'mit ana, ve'in mefer l'she'ina mit ana. So then, can't we say, Dilma miyayin itla tzara hefela? Mitumat hamet, the letle tzara lo hefela. Right? That's what we have to say according to him. So then, if that's the case, why in the world is she not mechuyevet then to bring the karbonas that are karbonas that are miyuchet for the dinim of tumah?
Why is she
not mechuyevet to bring the? She's still going to be there. She's going to complete her nizirut because he couldn't cancel the part of the nizirut that was tuma, right? Because there's no inu nefesh. So why doesn't she bring the full korban as a tuma? Forget about abaya now. Okay. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Is she a nizira in terms of tuma? Yes. Can he be made for that? No. So then why doesn't she bring the full set of korban tuma? She's going to have to be mashlim anyway. So apparently, we're going to have to conclude that since he was made for the part that she's mitana, namely, the drinking the wine, he's also being made for the chelek that she's not mitana, namely, the tumat mate. Now, at this point, again, you think to yourselves, so couldn't we just answer ein nizirut l'chatzain, right?
Right.
Okay. So there's two, either what I just explained is why we've changed. We're now saying that there indeed exists a concept of nizirut l'chatzain when it comes to the din of nizirut for tuma, because we find that nizirut can exist without tuma. Because obviously Shimshon's whole goal in life was to kill as many people as possible.
License to kill.
Exactly. So he's a nazir who's licensed to kill. Whoever heard of such a thing? So therefore. It's still matami. Since too much mace, only not kavina maybe at all. Only too much mace could you rise.
He uses a rifle.
What's that?
He uses a rifle.
That was the whole point. He uses his bare hands. So therefore, we can't just come along and say, "Ein nizirut l'chatzain," because we know. Well, wait a minute. I mean, so if "Ein nizirut l'chatzain" applies to the relationship of tuma and yayin, then there can't be a concept called the zero Shimshon. That's one approach. Now, it's also possible that that's not really what the Gemara is saying. And that we never find a Nazir for Tuma, not for Yayin. I mean, we find a Nazir for Yayin, not for Tuma. But what would be the point of a Nazir for Tuma, not for Yayin? Where do you see such a thing? Maybe we can't just split the zeros into two issues. Maybe. The truth is, the Ron offers another teretz. The Ron says, we really could have said that. We could have said, Eyezirut HaChatzayim, and that would be true even in terms of Tuma and Yayin. But we wanted to make it very clear that a wrong assumption is being made here. We wanted to address that wrong assumption. The wrong assumption being that there's no Inui Nefesh in not being able to attend a funeral. There is Inui Nefesh in not being able to attend a funeral, which we'll discuss in a moment. But actually, we could have said, well, we have our own standby teretz, then is Yerut L'chatzayim. There's two possible approaches. if you consider that the Gemara earlier studiously avoided asking from the part of Tumas Meis, the Gemara earlier, yesterday, on Amud Aleph, asked the Rabbi Yochanan only from the fact that the Tana could have mentioned that if she was eating grape skins, that she would be Chayevet. Why didn't it say, it says over there, she's Mitamala Meitim? So it seems certainly for the Gemara's assumption that that part didn't bother me, because maybe that's a separate Haitam Mitamala Meitim. In other words, I can't tell you over there that it's all one letter. I can't say Mitanala Zedle. Okay, possibly. Or it could be the Gemara just didn't want to get into it. In other words, let's even assume. Forget about that problem for a moment. Let's just talk about the wine and the grape issue. Okay? But in any event, here you could clearly see that there's two issues. And the one that we would want to address is the question of, is it indeed inui nefesh that a husband can be made for if a woman says, I will not go into the bayit of an avel? Or she says, I will not be metam alameti. Says the Gemara, yes, actually, tumat meit nami it latzar. It's not true. There's an inui nefesh involved in being unable to participate in the social interaction that revolves around death. Dichtiv v'chai yiten alibo. We've seen this many times before. It says in the pasuk, the tov l'alechet al beit avel, and then it ends, the pasuk ends, v'chai yiten alibo. So why is this a chai yiten alibo? In what sense? Tanya, your Rabbi Meir Omer. My dichtiv v'chai yiten alibo. A person who recognizes the extent of social interdependency, particularly when it comes to issues of death. I mean, you could do anything else for yourself except bury yourself. So the person wants to say, I don't need anybody. That's great. That may be true, but there'll come a day in which you will need somebody. Therefore, he is involved in hesped on others. People will speak about him. The yivkun, he cries for the loss of others. Yivkun lay. The yikvar, he buries others. Yikvarune. That's a chayite alibo. Therefore, for a woman to know that she doesn't have anybody who cares about her is indeed an inui nefesh. It's a psychological inui nefesh, but it's an inui nefesh.
Just for 30 days?
That's not the point. The normal, I can say, just for a day you're not going to eat them. But the point is inui nefesh. At this point, I can't be involved. So there's all sense of being removed from reality, being removed from society.
So, but even with this, he's still asking the grape seeds. Is it such a new effort to eat grape seeds?
We asked that already. We answered that. The name is with the chatzayin.
We already answered that.
This question, that's what the Rana is saying. Yeah. What would be the point of just saying over the old answer again? So we want to address the misassumptions. This is an opportunity to address that misassumption. Possibly. The other approach is that this is going beyond the question there, because now we're willing to entertain the notion that there are two separate elements to Nizirut, which indeed are separable. Okay, we learn that out of Shimshon. Right?
Because of Chesed Shel Emes, the concept that being involved in burial is something that's no payback, it's less from that individual.
Chesed Shel Emes does not mean no payback. That is a mistake. I keep stressing that. Chesed Shel Emes means that you can't take anything from the person that you're doing the chesed for. It doesn't mean you don't get anything back. It's a fundamental existential problem. It has nothing to do with any logistics of it. So if you do something for somebody, you're taking from them, whether he gives you anything or not. That dependency itself is a violation of the nature of chesed. Okay. Continues the Hele Commissioner.
He's at risk today, by the way. There's hope will come.
I was waiting for
a check.
Yeah,
waiting for a check.
Is he already getting
That's right. Konim shanide eden lebriot. This is a mission we discussed earlier. If a woman asers her hana'a from human beings, eno yachol la'afer. He cannot be made for. Now this is rather stunning. I mean, what do you mean? Cannot be made from. Unless, the point is, that she certainly doesn't view her husband as a human being. I mean, she said, I can't be made from human beings. That doesn't include my husband. I can always be better from him.
He's an animal. He's not a priest. He's a reflection.
So he's just part of the background. So therefore he can't be Mefer because he'll continue to take care of her. And not only that, Yecholai Le'enot B'Leket Shikchah U'Peyah. That's what it sounds like it's saying. Two different issues. Now obviously, if it wouldn't have said V'Yecholah, and it would have said B'Pnei She'Yecholah, then it would have said, actually she can't be Nena from her husband either, but since she could always go out into the field and pick up Le'enot Shikchah U'Peyah, so that's not a problem. You understand that's a very big problem, because before we had the story of someone who outsourced herself only on one particular store. And if that was the store that was extending her credit, so then that's considered to be an inefficiency. You're telling me, I mean, you could have said the same thing over there, let her go out into the field and take Lekka Chikopeya. So anyway, the mashmaut is that Lekka Chikopeya is not a solution. Right? And besides that, the mission doesn't say Mipnei. It says, and by the way, Yecholai Le'enot B'Lekka Chikopeya. So it's apparently two different issues. But the Gemara will go into this in some detail. Now, the question is like this. You'll notice it doesn't say all of the matanot over here. It just says like a chikopeya. It leaves out other things, like my sarani, which Gemara will discuss, if she has a schus to truma and so on. But let us remember that besides like a chikopeya, the other matanot have what is called tovat hana'a. Tovat hana'a means that the person who's giving him can tell who it is he wants to give it to. But then that tovat hana'a should be getting benefit from the person he chose me, and I assert that value of his choosing me. But the truth is that if you remember, there's a ta'azov yitera that's said by Lekka Chikompea, that extra ta'azov that is repeated twice. From which we learn a number of things, but one thing that we learn out from is that you have no ability to say who can come into your field to take like a chikopeya. It's like open. In which case, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is, since there's no tovat hana'a by like a chikopeya, she's not being nana from anybody. It's like saying, I can't go into somebody's field on Shvias because I'll be not. The Torah says the field is after for this, the parents are after. Same thing is true by like a chikopeya. Okay, so she can be Nena from Lekka Chikopeya. Now, if she says, Konim Koanim Levim Nenim Li, I will not allow any Kohanim or Levim to get any pleasure from me. Yitlo Korfo, they can force her, him, I mean, here it's not only a woman, anybody who says a net like that, the Kohanim and Levim can come and can take it. But if you identify Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu Nenimli, then indeed Yitlu Achirim, then let others take it. Now this the Gemara is going to question, make up your mind, is Tovat Hana considered to be Hana or not? I mean, how come Lekka Chikopeya is different? And Truma again, we've already talked it up, but we'll see in the Gemara. Now, it says the Gemara, apparently, if you're telling me that the Baal cannot be Mefer, when she answers herself and getting an offer from the whole world, and of course it's not a problem with Shmuel, it's that even one person is a problem. That's going according to Rabbanan. We already said Rabbi Yossi has much more strict criteria when it comes to defining Inui Nefesh. It's going on Libra Rabbi Yossi. We already saw the Ravuna said the whole parak is going on Libra Rabbi Yossi. Okay, that part doesn't bother me. But obviously if she wouldn't have anybody to eat from, that would be pretty big Inui Nefesh. So it must be, the reason it can't be made for is because the husband is not considered to be a human being. The husband is considered to be a husband. And he is able to continue to give her food. So, Alma Efsha de Mitzana Midilei. So, apparently, she can get Mizodot through her husband. Michlal, which teaches us that a Baal is not included in the term humanity. A Baal, la Michlal Briot. That's not. I don't mean my husband.
He's not a bear. He's a
woman. We couldn't get away doing this. Agree with that.
Oh, no, no. Not even as a joke. You wouldn't get to the end of the joke.
Is that the like, one entity
kind of thing? So yeah, it's just a question of what we understand the context to be. I mean, that she means external.
Yeah.
So, Ema Seifa. So then, why do you explain the fact that it then goes ahead now and starts saying v'cholai le'anot v'lekem shekul peya. That's mashma that she can't eat from the bomb. That this is the only option. Well, she can go out and eat like a chikopeya. Ama bal is beklal briotu. Something's funny about this Mishnah. I mean, there's two separate sections, but if you put them together and they're close enough to suggest that they're meant to be one thing, so what's the Mishnah saying? Ama ulana. The Mishnah is saying two separate issues. Le'olam abal lav beklal briotu. V'ahachi katan. What the Mishnah is trying to say is to add another piece, which is v'od eino yochola. Besides the fact that there's another simple question, which is she can always get food from him, but furthermore, he wouldn't be able to be mayfair. Let's say the Baal was an ani, so it would be the equivalent if he doesn't have parnasah ella from this place. There's always like a chikopeya. Indeed, says Rava, actually, the Mishnah has been trying to say one thing. The Baal is Bichlal Briot, and what it's saying is that nonetheless, she cannot be made for. Why? Because Matam Komar, Matam Eino Yechola Fer, Yipnei Sheyechola Lanot, Beleka Chikopea, which is outrageous. Because before we saw that even Rabbi Yossi is Moda, that even from a single store, where the Parnasat Abal was from that store, that it's considered to be a Din Reino Hev. Why don't we say over there, let her go out into the field and take Lekat Shikrampeya, according to Rabbi Yossi, and he shouldn't be able to be made for it. It's a devastating problem, and the extent that some of the Rishonim are pushed into the, it sounds wild to say that Enochin Army, that part of the mission is referring to Yemot HaGishamim, where there's no like a chikopeya in the field. But as long as you have an option, so then so she'll be an ania. What's so bad? Let her take from like a chikopeya. That's how Rav understands. Rav Nachman says, La'olam ba'lav bechlal briyotu. The point over here is, Hachi Ketani, Nidgar Shah, but it says lo yafer, so you'll say, but he still has to be mefer. Because after all, well, you'll say there's an inui nefesh that's involved. No, because even if she would be nidgarsha, she could still be nene from like a chikopeya. Because, again, there's no tovat anaha because of the taz of yeterah that we mentioned earlier. And so memela, there's no problem over here. So it's coming to this part, it's coming to tell us an additional point. That the Baal at the moment of Nidgar Shah will indeed become Asur. Now this is not so partial. So we have three Pirush. One Pirush, Ula's Pirush is, first of all, there's no problem because she learned it from the Baal. Ayotaina, what about in a case where there is a problem? The Baal cannot support her. There's like a Chikopeh, there's always a backup solution. The Od, there's always a backup solution. Rava is saying, even if the Baal is usher, there's a backup solution. There's the solution, rather, like a chikopeya. So then already we have to say that. It means that literally there's going to be like a chikopeya. Rav Nachman is coming to say the Mishnah wants to tell us two situations. As long as she's married, there's no problem, because the Baal will take care of her. After she gets divorced, there still won't be a problem, even though there's no Baal, because she could always get like a chikopeya. Now the reason that this piece is problematic is because, as we discussed a long time ago, we had in the Yerushalmi, there's a question about whether there's a change in the status of a thing, whether it goes according to the time of the nether, or it goes according to its current status. The case over there was Yordei Hayam. Somebody becomes non Yordei Hayam after having been Yordei Hayam, and someone asked Yordei Hayam Allah. So does it go according to the time of the nether, or does it go according to the time of the event, the issue. We took this for granted earlier, that was the Dien of Achlokas for Bishma and Rabbi Akiva. All of a sudden comes along Rabbi Nachman, so that's the meaning of the Mishnah, and completely be mitalem from that Machlokas. So on the basis of that, indeed, the Rishonim will say, look, apparently the Bavli is Chelek on Yerushalmi. And also, there's no machlokas about that issue. And it definitely has to do with the time of the event and not the time of the netting. Otherwise, how could we just let Rav Nachman pass by like this? That's the trap in the Mishnah. Very strange. The Ron says, anybody who doesn't learn it like me doesn't have any brains. That's not what's happening. Doesn't quite say doesn't have any brains, just doesn't know how to think. Doesn't have any svara. Pretty stark the stuff he says. Mandalona fires Leaki Losaba. Okay, but so he learns that indeed it's a misunderstanding that everybody has about the nature of the machlokas of the Yerushalmi, and that in fact the nature of the machlokas has to do with the derech of Loshim B'nai Adam, not whether a neder goes according to its halos or according to its time, but what is the person thinking when he makes the neder. It's a completely different issue. So if you're saying under these circumstances, all we're not going to say is that the Mishnah is saying wherever there is, there's not going to be a problem. If we're talking about now, there's no problem. We're talking about when there's no Baal, there's no problem. But that was her father. It's like a chikumpay. So now Rava, who disagreed with this, Rava held that the Baal is considered to be included in the general rubric humanity, Brios. I mean him too. So asks Rava to Rav Nachman, how can you say that the Baal is not included in that general term? That Baal is lav bichla briyotu, but not the Mishnah says later, nitula ani min hayehudim. We discussed this Mishnah earlier also. So a woman says, I am keeping myself away from all Jews, which we said we understand the context to be that I wouldn't sleep with a Jew if you paid me. Rather modern kind of woman. So in any event, so over there it says that the halacha is he should be made for his chelek. V'teva shamashto. So she now sleeps with him. V'teinu tula min hayehudim, and let her be asur on everybody else. Who cares? I understand. According to you, she never meant her husband anyway. He's not a Jew. He's just a husband. So what would be the problem? V'i amr baal lav bichlav briyotu. Now this girsa, which the Ran doesn't have, this girsa is asking the question in a different way. This girsa is asking, according to you, who holds that a baal is not included in the briyot, what does she mean when she says, "I am the tula min hayehudim"? Is she indeed referring to sex? She's asura anyway. See, if it includes the husbands, you could say, I wouldn't sleep with a Jew, meaning you. Because that's all she could mean, because anyway she can't sleep with anybody else. But if you're saying she's not referring to her husband, who is she referring to? Therefore, and we would have to explain, what does she really mean? She's not referring to sex when she says, do I don't know, it's crazy. She must be referring to, I don't want to have any intercourse with Jews. That includes food. I won't eat. So if that's the case, why wouldn't that be Nigrei Inui Nefesh? Not to have any hanah from anybody? So then why it's Nigrei Inui Nefesh? And Yafer La Lo Olam. It should not be a neder that's Beno Leveina, in which he only now cancels Chelek that would be Nogea him. He should be canceling everything, because Nigrei Inui Nefesh completely... It completely takes away the neder from this point on. Why does it say, Uteinu tula min hayehudim? To which we answer that actually, Shaineha is different over here. The mukha, somebody misunderstood this year's the way we have it. Because the way we have it, the word la'olam goes together with the previous statement. You see? In other words, there's a common expression in the Gemara which is La'olam Eimalecha. In the other Girsa, which it would be that we ignore this part and we're just saying, if she didn't mean to include sleeping with her husband, what does he have to be made for? Then we can say these words. The way we have this Girsa, the word La'olam goes together with Yaferla. Yaferla La'olam. Meaning across the board. So then Eimalecha doesn't make any sense. Because there's no La'olam Eimalecha. So that the Eimalacha is replaced by the Bach with the words that Shine Acha, and he takes away the Eimalacha. So Shine Acha alone, forget the Eimalacha with our Gerson. This case is different. In this case, he is included. Why? Because obviously the normal meaning of the words Nitula Ani is a sexual inference, not general intercourse with Yehudim. And since anyway she wouldn't be able to sleep with anybody but her husband, so the implications are that in this case obviously she's referring to her husband. Otherwise why is she talking about sleeping with people? She obviously means the people that she's able to sleep with. But that's only her husband. So Shining Ach in this case, the Mukha Milta, it's obvious, the Al-Hetera Gosra Nafsha, she meant to Aser herself on something that up until this point was winter. That's only sleeping with her husband. She can't be saying, I'm not going to go around having affairs, making a netter. So Mamela, we understand that in this case, the Baal is included because there's no other meaning to the statement. Mashenkin, and normally, when she's talking about Abriel, why should we say it's referring to the Baal? The Baal is taken for granted. He's behind the scenes. Amazing. Ha'ishash nad Rabbi Nazir v'yifrisha behem tach. V'achakach hefer la ba'ala me'viyah chatata of ena me'viyah olata of ii amret ein korban l'chatsi niziru amai me'viyah chatata of elamai yish korban l'chatsi niziru. So then why isn't she bringing shalosh pevot boi latu yet? Even afterwards chatata ola v'shlami אבל לעולם אין קורבן לחצי נזיר. וחטאת עוב דמעטיה, זה משום דחטאת על הסף. איפה? האישה שנדרה בנזיר, ונצמא, ואחר כך הפר לבעלה, מביאה חטאת עוב ואין מביאה יולה טוב. היא אומרת, מפר למתנה, ואינו מפר לשאינו מתנה, ושזה שיטה רבי אופנה. דילמה מיין דית לצערה הפר לה, בביטומת מת ולת לצערה, לא הפר לה. נו. אז בגמור, אמרי תובת מת נעמית לצערה. תכתיב החי ייתן אל ליבו, ותניא רבי מאיר אומר, מי תכתיב? והחי ייתן אל ליבו, דיספוד יספדון לי, דיבכון יבכון לי, דיקבר יקברון אי. קונים שאני נהנה לבריאות, אינו יכול להפר, ויכולה היא ליהנות בלקט שכל פיה. קונים כהנים הלווים נהנים לי, יתלו על כורחו, כהנים אלו, לווים אלו דנים לי, יתלו אחרים. אלמא, אפשת מזן המדילי, which implies מכלל דבעליו בכלל בריאות. זה אין מספר, ויכולה היא ליהנות בלקט שקופיה, משמע מדבעל לא אכלה, in which case אלמא בעל is בכלל בריאות, make up your mind. אלמא, אולי יהיה עולם בעליו בכלל בריאות. Furthermore, the Mishnah is saying, there's always a backup. ועודן יכול להפר מפני שיכולה ליהנות בלקט שקופיה. רוב אמר, לעולם בעל איז בכלל בריאות. ומה טעם כאומר? מה טעם אין יכול להפר despite the fact that even her husband cannot be מהנה her? מפני שיכולה ליהנות בלקט שקופיה. רב נחמן אמר לעולם בעל אב בכלל בריאות. And what it's saying is, under other circumstances, where the Baal will suddenly become included within Briot, and what would that be? Nidgarsha. There would still be a backup plan, which is Yechola Lanot, the Lekat Shikhal Payah. Ain't they Rabba Lerebna? Baal Lav the Chal Briotu. Vatzna Nitula Animina Yehudi. Yafer Chalko, Utehema Shamashto. And meanwhile, Tehna Nitula Mina Yehudi. So Iyamit Baal Lav the Chal Briotu. Nidwa yinu nefesh, em ve'efer la liola. Shani ocha de mukha milta, del heteraka asra nafsha. Again, obviously the simplest way of reading this piece of Gemara would be with the other girsa. That he amrit ba la v'chla briyotu, lama la hafara. That's the simple thing. I mean, what's she answering? She's not answering anything on herself. She's not including sleeping with her husband. And what she's saying, sleeping with other people, she's Asura anyway. So what's it going to be made?